If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Ray Lucia program. Glad you're on board. Big show, really, really big show for you this hour of Money Power. Phone line's always open, 844-RAY-SHOW. A little easier to get through this hour at raylucia.com. RAYLUCIA.com. Send me an email. We've got Patty, Arnold, and James. Maybe that's you, James Stewart. Have you been sending me some emails?
Yeah, I was afraid to ask you personally.
Is it about your RMD that's coming up, your required minimum distribution?
Could be.
Could be. So we'll ask Jim about that. But today we start with the five deadly sins of investing. Not to be confused with the seven deadly sins in the Bible. Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray Revolution right here. And right now, okay, do you know the seven just from your biblical background? Weren't you studying to be a minister or a priest or something one day?
In my dreams.
Oh.
I don't think I'd make it.
Lust, Jimmy Carter kind, greed, gluttony. I said that one before. Yeah. I know that one well. Envy, anger. Can't get mad at people. All right, I'm messing up on at least two of these pretty bad. Pride, I got kind of an ego. And then sloth. I've never been accused of sloth.
Slothing.
But the five deadly sins of investing. This was something that I looked at and I said, you know what? When we study behavioral economics, it teaches us a lot about how we should be reacting. And so I thought that I would definitely cover this. So let's start with these misconceptions. Have you guys run the music yet or no? I wasn't paying attention. Okay, well, run it again. Okay. These are five misconceptions, or we'll call them the deadly sins of investing. Okay, very good. The first one I've talked about many times before. I can get out of the market before it goes down, then get back in for the rebound. No one that I've known has ever been able to do this. Now, John Bogle, we call him Jack on this show, is well into his 80s, probably mid-80s by now. And he is quoted as saying this. Now, this was the guy that is the founder of Vanguard. So he has been around this game for a long time. Long time. Here is what he said about market timing. I don't know anyone who's got it right. In fact, I don't know anyone who knows anyone who's ever got it right. What are they getting right? Knowing when to get in and out of the market. Which brings me to the conversation I had this week with someone I hadn't talked to in probably 30 some odd years. retired government attorney, very, very sweet, nice person, single, couple kids, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, she called me, actually texted me, and she said, I need your help. My accountant wants me to roll over my 457 plan and my 401k plan to his UBS broker, doesn't matter who the broker is. And I wanted to know if I should do that, because I need somebody to tell me when I should be switching around my portfolio. And by the way, the accountant's getting 40% of the fees or the charges. I was very quick to point out to her that this was probably a very, very big mistake. I think my text back to her, by the way, I texted her whilst I was in the crowd at the Fab Four concert from Humphreys the other night. My favorite Beatles tribute group, the Fab Four, fantastic. Go online, check them out. They sound, look, they, everything, just like them. And they were terrific as usual. Anyway, so I was sitting there waiting for the show to begin, answering this text. And I said, doesn't make sense to me, because you're going to pay 1% to 2%, call it 1.5%, on this $1 million you got. That's $15,000 a year to hire somebody that you expect to do something they cannot do, unless Jack Bogle is full of baloney. Because Jack says he doesn't know anybody who's ever got it right, and he doesn't know anybody that knows anybody that's ever gotten it right. So that leads me to believe that your accountant doesn't know anybody either, even though, and I get the profit motive and all that, and there's nothing wrong with hiring a best practices advisor. So what I said to her is the focus shouldn't be on getting you in and getting you out. The focus should be on, what is your strategy? Well, what do you need this money for? So I gave her a few questions to ask. You know, do you need income? Are you married? Do you want this as a legacy? What about long-term care? All of the important questions that someone, I think she's 64, should be asked by an advisor. This advisor didn't ask her any of those questions. He's an accountant. He just said, roll it over. And by the way, rolling it over ultimately was my recommendation too. So I'm not going to beat him up on the rollover, but it's the rolling it over and paying, you know, 1.5%, say, on $1 million. For what? For what kind of management did she need? You know what her answers were? Her answer was, I will never, ever need this money for income. My pension from the government, $7,500 a month. My Social Security at 70, $3,500 a month. All I have is a $250,000 mortgage at 3.75%. She's in the tall cotton here, gang. She's right. She won't need this money except for what she said. I'm saving this money for long-term care if I need it, and a legacy for my grandkids' education. Don't really want to make the kids rich either. Okay? Do you want to make your broker rich? Do you want to make your accountant rich? Because her strategy, in my opinion, should be as follows. I'll get to the rest of the deadly sins, but this is important stuff. You pay an advisor for their brain power, for their strategy, for their asset location and tax planning and all that stuff. In her case, it's all qualified money. She's got 10 grand in a bank account. She got $1 million between her 457 and her 401k plan. So what were some of the questions that I asked her? I said, well, how do you feel about leaving this money to the grandkids? Let's take health care off the table. She thinks she's going to live till she's 100. Fine, I want to leave them the $1 million if I don't need it for health care. Great. Do you want to leave that money as it is, based on $1 million in today's dollars, or do you want it to keep pace with inflation, the purchasing power after inflation. She said, I think I'd probably like it to keep pace with inflation, but I don't want to lose any money. Wow, that is a challenge, because the only way you're going to keep pace with inflation is if you have something that actually can earn greater than the rate of inflation. And bonds won't do that, in my opinion, especially after taxes, etc. So what I said to her was this: if in fact you want to have a statistical assurance of earning a certain rate of return on your money, then let's do this. Let's divide your money into a couple of buckets. And let's take a 25-year amount of money to provide a certain sum of safety for the next 25 years. And that means any money we have that's got a 25-year time horizon for that inheritance can be invested in the stock market. Why? Because based on history anyway, since 1950, the worst performance for stocks over 25 years was a 7.94% rate of return. So statistically, she has an assurance she won't lose money in the stock market. When we come back, I'm going to do the calculation for you. I actually cut her down to 20 years because it was a little too conservative. But that's where I started. And I will finish that conversation on the other side and get to the other four deadly sins of investing. Stuff you need to know, covered right here on the Ray Lucia Show.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
Odds are half of you have gum disease. Nearly 50% of adults 30 and up have some form of periodontal disease, with that number spiking to 65% in adults over 65. A survey from the American Academy of Periodontology, or AAP, shows more than a third of Americans would rather do something unpleasant rather than floss, like washing dirty dishes. Dr. Rebecca Levine, periodontist of Lake Havasu City, Arizona, says why a visit to a periodontist should be on your radar.
Gums are the foundation for healthy teeth and an important part of a spectacular smile. Red or swollen gums, bleeding when flossing, receding gums, and bad breath are signs of periodontal disease and should be evaluated by a periodontist.
But there's good news, Dr. Levine.
Brushing twice a day, regular flossing, and an annual comprehensive periodontal evaluation by a periodontist will help keep your gums and your smile in good shape.
So love the gums you're with and visit Gumbler.org. That's Gumbler.org to find a periodontist, learn more, and take an interactive quiz.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564.
That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Banana split for my baby.
So we're covering the five deadly sins of investing. The first one, of course, market timing. And I was talking about a discussion that I had with a woman that I hadn't seen in many, many years. And we've been going back and forth, and I explained to her that rolling the money over, putting it under the advice of her CPA and his advisor buddy from one of the big firms, in anticipation that between the two of them, they could figure out when they could, she could get in and get out, was really an exercise in futility. Save the 1.5% on the $1 million or $15,000 per year and do what I recommend. Now, I don't get involved in the sale of any products, including investments, any longer, but you know, I'm still her pal. I can give her some advice, and I think I gave her very good advice. So let me run it by you. She didn't want to lose money. She said the most important thing to her was, I don't want to lose money. Well, what do you want to hire some broker who's going to put the money in the stock market, because there's going to be another fall and it's going to be dramatic over the next 25 years. She's 64. She said she would not be surprised to be alive and kicking at age 100. So she's got this $1 million. She said she's never going to spend it just on health care. She's got enough money stashed away to cover health care, and she wants to leave a legacy to her heirs. And I asked her, well, do you want that money to keep pace with inflation? She said, yeah, be nice. I said, so let's do a calculation. And I'll do it here on the TV screen so everybody can see it. Let's just pick a time frame that I know that if, in fact, you left a certain amount of money alone for 25 years, based on history, for the last 66 years anyway, if you picked the worst day to invest your money, which could be tomorrow, by the way, you still earn 7.94% over the next 25 years. Let's cut that down to 7%. So if I want the purchasing power of $1 million and I want it 25 years from now, and let's say inflation is going to average 2.5%, I need to get to $1,853,000. So I plug into my calculator $1,853,000 in future value. I go out 25 years. I'm going to put some money into the stock market at 7%. Present value, $350,000. So strategy number one, we take $350,000, we put it in an account, and that account is destined to be left alone. Doesn't really need management per se, because in 25 years, it's not likely that active management with 1.5% in fees is going to do better than just buying a couple of index funds and leaving the money alone. So she didn't want to spend the money. I gave her an option. She can go to some no-load company or whatever, 5 basis points, all right? But there's not going to be any management there. Remember what I said before, you pay for strategy. So you got $350,000 stashed away. That leaves her and $50,000 left over that she's not going to spend. It's there as a sinking fund for her health care. Now, there's another option that she has. She could take $150,000 of those dollars, not in a lump sum, but as part of her required minimum distributions over the next several years. She's got to take some money out anyway, and plow that money into a single premium spread out over many years, 10 years call it, $150,000 at $15,000 a year. Her RMD is going to be more than that. After taxes, she would net that. Linked benefits plan. That takes long-term care off the table. So now she's covered for some, I don't know, $500,000-$600,000 of long-term health care. All in all, we've spent about $500,000 of her money. $350,000 of it is the money that she leaves as a legacy to her two grandkids. And that money will keep pace with the $1 million she has right now for inflation. The $150,000 provides $500,000-$600,000 of long-term care benefits. So she's got a free $500,000 left in her portfolio. To do what with? To enhance the inheritance for the kids or grandkids? To pre-fund their education in a 529 plan? To increase her income by $1,000 or $2,000 a month? To make gifts to her children before she croaks, if she chooses to, because all risks have now been mitigated and are off the table. That is what I explained to her. And that's the kind of advice she should be paying for, not market timing. Second deadly sin of investing, the misconception number two. Top performing mutual funds will continue to be top performers. Now, people in 401k plans get hosed by this one every time because they publish the performance. And don't tell me you don't do this. Everybody does it. Brokers do it. Advisors do it. 401k participants do it. Heads of HR do it. I remember when I worked at a radio station, one of the employees went to the head of HR. And the head of HR pulled out the performance and said, these are the funds you should buy. Look at how well they done. That is not a reason to buy a mutual fund. Here's what they said about this. Chasing performance is among the most damaging investment behaviors. Now, we've learned this from Dalbar. We've learned this from Morningstar. These are the questions you need to ask. What is this particular fund's edge? What is it that they do that's so much smarter than everybody else in the world? There's 10, 20,000 of these mutual funds. What makes this guy or lady that much better?
What ain't no country I ever heard of?
And if they are that better, is that edge sustainable? In other words, there may be some tactic that they're using that works in the short term, but does not work in the long term. You get hosed again. And then finally, how will the fund perform in different investment environments? Pre-Brexit, post-Brexit, high interest rate, low interest rate environment. And you're going to experience a lot of different investment environments. The answer to that one is no one knows for certain. A common example would be, my fund's better than your fund because my fund earned, 1.5% more over the last 5 years. Now, your fund may be a fund that maybe didn't invest in, let's say, REITs. REITs have been overperformers. Maybe in this portfolio, you already had a portfolio of REITs, so you don't need it in your fund. You're not comparing apples to apples.
Can't do it.
It's a deadly sin. The top performing funds are likely not to be consistently top performing. So there has to be a reason besides performance that you purchase a mutual fund or hire a money manager. We'll get back to the rest in a minute.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Walking with my baby, she got great big feet. She long, lean, and lank, and ain't had nothing to eat. But she's my baby.
She's my baby.
I love her just the same.
Five deadly sins of investing. I'm going through them. And they're really more misconceptions than anything else. And I've already discussed a couple of the big ones. The last one, top performing mutual funds will continue to be top performers, which is totally bogus information. I remember Morningstar doing a study. And every year they would go back and look at the, you know, top 10 performers, et cetera, et cetera. And historically, if you finish in the top, you finish in the bottom the next year or the year after. So it's just one of those things you have to be really careful about. How you select your funds, there needs to be criteria beyond just performance. Five-star funds, those don't necessarily generate five-star performance on an ongoing basis. In fact, one of the Morningstar articles I remember reading years ago basically said you're better off just choosing three-star funds because consistency was more important than the volatility you get with the highs and the lows. A next misconception, however, index funds are safer than actively managed funds. Not true. Index funds are cheaper, which may, if the performance were exactly the same, make them safer, but the performance isn't the same. And I'll give you an example. If you were to have bought a sovereign debt fund, index funds usually have to mirror an index. A sovereign debt fund still had to put a certain amount of its debt in Italy and Spain and Portugal and Ireland and Greece, even though many of those countries are on the brink. So you can't say that they're safer because many times they're far riskier. Also, many index funds are market capitalization weighted, which means if you've got a bunch of money in, let's call it, large cap stocks in your index, and large cap does really well and their valuations are out of sight, like, for example, utilities right now are super high valued, like dividend paying stocks are super high valued. That may mean that in a market crash, you will crash and burn more. Remember, one of the great rules of investing, the best way to win is to keep from losing. If you lose more, sometimes that affects your portfolio significantly more than making more. It's better to lose less than make more in many instances, in particular if you're taking money out of your portfolio. So indexing, while less expensive, may not lower the overall risk or volatility. Just think back to 2008, minus 57% on the S&P 500. Many of those great value dividend-paying stocks got creamed. Misconception number four. Oh, interesting. High-yielding stocks are a bond substitute. I hear this all the time. I read about it all the time. Well, I'm not going to invest in bonds because I'm going to put my money into these high-yielding stocks so I can get 3, 4%. And I can only get 2% in a 10-year bond. Big, huge mistake. Bonds can go down in price too, but not nearly as much as stocks. And if you use a bond alternative, like say a fixed annuity contract, which my friend should do, because she said, I don't want to lose money. Okay? Don't want to lose money? Then whatever amount we're going to allocate to the bond portion, you're not going to lose money because it's going to go into an insured contract that doesn't lose money. In case the insurance company goes broke, but that is such a rarity, it's not even worth talking about in most instances. Bonds can lose money and do. Junk bonds are very risky. Government bonds don't lose if you hold the bond until maturity. But remember, if interest rates go up and you're in a government bond mutual fund and you are forced to sell, or you go into a period of rising interest rates for the next 10 years, which could happen, you're not likely to earn much, if anything. And in fact, depending on timing, you could lose money even on a government bond. So understand that both high-yielding stocks and bonds have a certain amount of risk, but a high-yielding stock is no bond alternative. An annuity is. And misconception number five, I'm safe because I'm sitting in cash. Now, this one we all know. We know that while you can't lose money in cash, after you apply inflation, you can and do lose money. But it's worse than that. Let's pretend today you put money in a CD. A five-year CD that pays you 2.5%. Pick a number. All right? So 2.5%. So I plug in 2.5%, and now I've got to pay taxes on that CD. And I'm in the 30-some-odd percent tax bracket. So I'm going to take off at least, 0.5%. That's the 20% tax bracket. So I'm going to take off 0.5%. So now I'm netting 2.0% on my money. Now I apply inflation. Now the Federal Reserve is saying we want to keep inflation around 2%. It's not quite there right now. But if in fact that's the case, how much are you really earning on your money? How about 1% offsets the other, and you're earning zero. So my friend, who wanted her money to keep pace with inflation, if she went all safety and put the money in U.S. treasuries that are 100% safe, she is guaranteed to either lose money after inflation or break even. Her $1 million will still be worth $1 million, but it might only buy $500,000 worth of goods and services. So, how do you solve that problem? Well, you can't be a cash investor. Now, what I advised her to do was to take a certain percentage of her money and put it into a 25-year bucket in equities. What are the chances over 25 years of a diversified stock portfolio, well-diversified stock portfolio, not earning 7% and doubling every 10 years? Extremely low, if not statistically impossible, because I don't think it's ever happened. I know that since 1950, the worst-case scenario is almost 8%, which means the money doubles every 9 years. So if you left it alone for 25 years, you're likely to earn 8% on your money. Basically, what I advised was taking 35% of her money and sanitizing it in that long-term bucket. That ensures that at 2.5% inflation, there will be the purchasing power then, 25 years from now, as $1 million is worth today. In other words, $1 million grows to $1,850,000, that will buy the same goods and services at 2.5% inflation as $1 million buys today. What else did I recommend? By the way, she's not taking this recommendation, but I would be remiss if I didn't recommend it. Take $150,000 and buy a long-term care linked benefits plan, which will provide her with $500,000 to $650,000 of long-term care benefits. And that way it frees up $500,000 to do something else with. make gifts early. You see, I was telling her what I would do. Because I said, you know what? I'd rather, at my age, give away assets that I'm not likely to use to my kids now. Because looking at my kids, they could use it. And if I die when I'm 90 and they're like 70, who cares? That's my philosophy. Hers was different. She just wanted to have the money set aside for her grandkids' education. So she didn't like that recommendation. But the other recommendation I made was ixnay the bond portion. Put it into a fixed annuity contract, or two or three. And that way you avoid the interest rate risk. And in most every study that I've seen, unless you're going junk bonds, which are very risky, if you're buying safe government bonds and safe corporate bonds, fixed and fixed index annuities compete nose to nose and in many instances outpace the performance if indeed there is inflation and interest rates are rising. That's what I recommended, and those are the five deadly sins of investing.
Great story.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety. Or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hey, welcome back, folks, to the Ray Lucia Show. I hope you got a lot out of this program. We've discussed many things, the five deadly sins of investing and the misconceptions. Number one, I can get out of the market before it goes down, then get back in for a rebound. No, you can't. Misconception number two, top performing mutual funds will continue to be top performers. They are likely not to be top performers, more likely to be bottom performers. Number three, index funds are safer than actively managed funds. Cheaper, yes. Safer, not necessarily. In many instances, not at all. Misconception number four, high-yielding stocks are bond substitutes. Absolutely not true. And then misconception number five, I'm safe because I'm sitting in cash. We all know that. We know that that is not a safe place to be because the purchasing power of your money is eroded with inflation every year. And even though inflation is benign today, no one knows when and if it'll take off like a rocket. As a matter of fact, it has defied all logic in economics. The printing of, you know, $20 trillion is supposed to end up badly with inflation. Instead, we can't get inflation. Japan can't get inflation. We would love to have some inflation. The Fed would love it, but it's not working. And don't ask me because I'm not an economist, but I asked my pal Ben Stein once about it, and he couldn't figure it out. Market timing is tempting, they say here, but it isn't a strategy for sustainable success. Past performance isn't a promise of future success, so it's critical to develop a well-informed opinion about future prospects for an investment. Again, I go back to strategy first. If you get your strategy right, this stuff is a walk in the park, folks. It makes investing so much simpler. So much. Next, index investments are often a desirable low-cost solution. Understand the trade-offs between index and actively managed alternatives, in particular, the risk-adjusted return. When you're comparing returns of anything, you got to take into account the risk that was taken in order to garner or generate that return. Do you not? Of course you do. Small cap beats large cap over long time horizons. Small cap tanks on a more regular and a more volatile basis than large cap. Therefore, it is more risky. And then finally, dividend paying stocks our equities and can decline in value. Don't be complacent about the risks. And equities, despite a bumpy ride historically, have provided far superior returns to cash. Those are the five deadly sins and the misconceptions of investing, as reported by the folks at Think Advisor, which is usually one guy, but we'll give them all credit for this one. Okay, it's time for some email, so hit it, boys. Jimmy Stewart, this is the one that we get on this program a lot. I know a lot of these emails sound redundant. It's interesting because we get a lot of the same questions.
It's what's happening.
Patty in Denver, Colorado. I am leaving my job. Should I leave my money with my former company or roll it into an IRA? Well, again, I'm a fan for most of rolling into an IRA. In particular, now that most IRAs are shielded under bankruptcy laws and so forth from the claims of creditors. 401ks are. So if you're really worried about getting sued, leave the money in the 401k. 401ks sometimes allow for loans. An IRA does not. So that's a potential problem. If you terminate employment in the year in which you turn age 55, not 59 and a half, you can withdraw money from your 401k without penalties. Not true with an IRA. So I don't know how old Patty is. The IRA, however, is a lot more flexible and many times a lot cheaper. Yeah, because sometimes, especially in the smaller plans, the 401k provider loads up, and this is going to change with the Department of Labor and all that stuff, but they pay more for the 401ks in fees to help cover the costs, the company's costs, in the 401k. Now that Fidelity and Neuberger and Berman and American Fund, they've all been sued by their employees. I'll tell you one thing I don't want to do. I don't want to be an advisor on 401k plans because then I'm going to get sued. It's ridiculous. What's happened under Dodd-Frank, we talked about that last hour, has just been a nightmare. I know there's a lot of the whistle groups and all that. No, this is all good stuff. It's better for the employees. Well, try being an employer or somebody working with these employees. It ain't good, folks. It is not good. The regulatory environment today is worse than I've ever seen in almost 40 years in this industry. It's horrible. And you want to kill jobs? Increase regulation. It's a job killer. I know. I was in business for a long time. Arnold in New York asks, I have a rental property. I owe $150K on it. My home is free and clear. I could save some money by refinancing my home and paying off my rental. Is this wise? From a risk management standpoint, perhaps not. From a cash flow standpoint, perhaps. Again, you've got to make that decision. If you own a rental property, now Jim, you own a lot of rental properties. Has anybody ever sued you?
Never.
I think you said you got into dispute once and you caved, right?
Never.
It was cheaper. No?
No.
No, you fought to the death?
To the death.
Well, somebody I was talking to said I caved because it was cheaper to let them get away with it than
No, I document.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if you get sued and you have a free and clear property, they're going to take the property if they win. If that property has a mortgage on it, they're probably not going to take the property because they don't want the debt. Now, they could potentially force you into selling the property, but you ain't going to, if it's an 80% loan to value, they're probably not going to get anything there either. So, from that perspective, risk management-wise, I'd keep the mortgage. Now, are there some things that you can do? Sure. You can gift the property to your kids. You can do all kinds of different things, you know, to to sort of reduce the risk. But here's the problem with that. Are your kids risk-free?
Across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-
BizTalkRadio.com.